Second quarter about to begin. Chillicothe's basketball, they're trailing 14-8. That three-pointer by Caroline Kelly at the buzzer. Just unfortunate after a decent first quarter for Chillicothe. Hibner over left side to Keithley. Original starting five in for Chillicothe once again. Hunter Keithley, circle right to Trout. Trout dribbles once, gets it back to Keithley, circle right, up top. Now Hibner, round the horn back to Hunter. Sticking it around the perimeter. They have a pretty good defense on Kennedy Kiefer. She's not even getting a chance and an opportunity at a ball. Three-pointer. Hibner, no, off the rim, circle left. Nice rebound by Keithley. By Kiefer. Kennedy with a rebound. The shovel up top. Hibner sets it up one more time. Left side. Jordan over to Hunter. Looks off a tray. Double teamed on the low post. Skips it across the paint to an open Maggie Paff, who's opposite on the opposite low post. They let Paff sneak in behind him, did the Kearney defense, and Maggie has an easy bucket. Good assist again by Hunter Keithley. 14-10, Chillicothe leads at second quarter, just underway. Minute and a half old. Putting it up inside, doesn't get it to fall for Kearney. And that was a miss by Taylor Frizzell, who had a pretty good game last year against Chillicothe, and it's a good score, just off to a rough start tonight. Lady Hornets bring it across the timeline. Hunter Keithley, top of the circle, looking at the 2-3 zone. Keeper back to Hunter. Right side to Hibner. Baseline right. Hunter Keithley dribbles it once, gets it to Keeper on the baseline now. Kennedy is pushing off. Good call. That'll be on Sophia Ivy. There's both over there. It looks like Ivy is the one. It's called pushing. Ivy's first foul, second team foul. Chillicothe three whistles against him. 14-10, Chillicothe down by four. 2 minutes deep into the second quarter. Hunter, right wing, up top to Jordan Hibner. Hibner backs it back out between the circles, dead man's territory. They go over right side, and they get it back to Hibner. Up top, Hunter, long range try, count it! Yes, yes, yes! Hunter Keithley, that was three steps behind the circle, and she had an open shot, and she drained it. Just a one-point game now, 14-13. Kearney with the lead and the basketball. Caroline Kelly, top of the key. Play close on her. She had that great tray to end the first quarter. High post to Ivy. And wide open. Gets a nice screen from Ivy, but Kelly missed it. Gets her own rebound. Ricochets back to her. Drives inside. Dumps it off to Ivy. She loses it out of bounds. Lady Hornets basketball. They have a chance to retake the lead here with this possession. They're down by a point. 14-13 is your score. Chillicothe down by one, and they bring it across the timeline. Jordan Hibner. Hibner sets it up. Right side to Kennedy. She won't shoot from three-point land. Holds it. Gets it out to Hunter. Hunter top of the key for Chillicothe. Circle left, we're at the Kearney tournament. Chillicothe and Kearney, the girls' championship game. They give it cross court. Hunter Keithley into the paint. They go in and out with a K-club. And Kennedy Kiefer pushing off is the call. This one on 33, Quinn Weekly, who we were told was not going to be here. Apparently she changed her mind and has the first whistle against her. She did not start. 14-13, still your score. Chillicothe down by point. They inbound it baseline right, looking to go cross paint. They have to lob it up top. Tipped by Kelly. They tried to get it up top of the key to Kennedy, and Kelly was there and jumped up and snagged it. Low post right. Right wing, Frizzell with the tray. Her first tray tonight, and it's now back down to four. So he had a chance to take the lead, but good defense prevented that. Putting it up strong, but Kennedy Kiefer looks like got a little bump as she shot. And missed the shot, but brought down court and then turned over. A nice steal by Chillicothe on Kearney's half the gym. So Chillicothe, another opportunity. Four-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs, 17-13. They go up top to Trout. Right side to Hunter. Hibner, Trey, no, off the back of the iron. Gets the ball back, misses the deuce as well. So a miss for Hibner from outside, a miss for Hibner from inside, and no damage done against Kearney. That possession still 17-14. Middle of the second quarter here at Kearney High School. Kearney with the lead. Ivy, high post, looking for somewhere to go with it. They go circle left to Couch. Couch, top of the key. Over right side to Frizzell, who just made the tray. Hunter's on her a little bit closer. They switch up. Hibner switches up and defends her as Hunter couldn't fight through the pick, and good communication there between those two players. Up top, they slow it down, circle left Couch, being guarded by Trout. Left wing off the glass and in. Caroline Kelly, her second tray. She's got eight, and Chillicothe, after some great work, is down by seven once again. This is a good Kearney team, no doubt about that. Good Chillicothe team as well. Kennedy Kiefer, left wing, up top. Path drives to the high post, gives it back up top. Chillicothe is hoping to exploit the defense for some three-point shots, but have not done a lot of that. They've got one from Keithley, and that's it. Pushing off is the call. First one on Abby Couch. Second team foul. Thomas and Gaston check in. Trout and Papp check out. 20-13. Kearney leads by seven. They get it into Hunter Keithley, and she puts it up double team. Didn't have a prayer that one going in. And a Kearney player takes a tumble, hard tumble on the floor. A three-pointer for Abby Couch, and we got a timeout. Back in 60 seconds on KCHI. And we are set to get back. I think Chillicothe had kind of a game plan going in to after watching Kearney in the first couple of games. They like to pack the inside when a post player gets the ball inside. Kearney's defense likes to pack it in. I think Chillicothe was hoping that that might open up some tray opportunities outside, but Kearney has Chillicothe pretty well scouted, and they're familiar with Chillicothe's inside-outside game, so we'll see what adjustments will be made as Chillicothe crosses the timeline, down by 10 for the first time tonight. And an errant pass, an easy steal for Brayfogle. She spins, dumps it off to the trailer, who puts it up and in. And the Kearney fans in front of me are seeing an NBA-caliber offense right now. That may be stretching it, but that was a beautiful play. Brayfogle giving it up to the trailer, who put it up through traffic and in. 25-13, Chillicothe needs points. And it's an 11-0 run for the Kearney Lady Bulldogs. Hunter Keithley, right side, Lainey Gaston. Just outside the paint, doesn't get it to fall. Defensive rebound. And there's a steal and the putback by Kennedy Kiefer. Kiefer with a steal on the inbounds play, and Kennedy steps up and make something happen. Good job by the senior, 6'1" fireballer, Kennedy Kiefer. And we play some defense. That's a hacking foul sought from up here on Hunter Keithley. That was a definite hack as she was on the low post trying to defend on the double team defenders, and got the wrist definitely. So Kearney at the line. First one is in for 24, Taylor Frizzell. She's 3 of 3. She's got 6 points. 10 points for Caroline Kelly to lead them. It's an 11-point, now a 12-point lead once again. So at some point, Chillicothe needs to try and figure out how to get a little run on points here. A couple of three back-to-back buckets to get them back into the game. They're down by 12 once again, 27-15. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. Some strategic planning for Chillicothe in the works in Kennedy Kiefer receives the pass from the wing, spins right into one of the Kearney players who looks to be smiling and chuckling about it. And Kennedy picks up. You won't find a tougher customer than Kennedy Kiefer. The wide-body Culver back into the ball game wearing the headbands. And also back in is Maddie Taylor. They don't post fouls very – the fouls they post here are real quick. So if you don't see them, you aren't looking, you aren't going to see it. Traveling call as they collapse on the three defenders on Kennedy Kiefer. And we talked about this and Coach talked about it in the after the semifinal win about this Kearney defense. Coach Smith pretty impressed by it, knows it's pretty tough, and it's showing it here. 40 seconds left in the quarter, 27-15. Kearney with the lead. They'll milk it down here. 16 fouls on Kearney, just 3 on Chillicothe. Caroline Kelly up top, Hibner playing her pretty close. Goes circle right to Maddie Taylor, a junior. Back up top, Kelly. Hands it off to Couch, and a charging call on Caroline Kelly. That's a seventh team foul, but on player control fouls, you do not shoot free throws. Illegal screen, they may be what they're calling it, but nevertheless. Chillicothe with the opportunity with 11 seconds left. Hunter crosses with 10. With 7, she goes right wing. With 5, she lobs it to the low post. And Kennedy Kiefer, 4 defenders on her, didn't get it to fall. Got a rebound, but didn't have time for a stick back. At the end of the first quarter, it's Kearney by a bunch, 27-15, a 12-point lead, halftime of the Kearney Tournament Championship.